everyone. Welcome to episode number 12 of Unsocial Butterfly Podcast. I'm your host, Julia Christine, and I was a flop last week and didn't upload. Plain as day, that's all I can say. I really have no excuse, but I suck and I skipped another week. I skipped another episode. I think we would have been up to like 14 if I hadn't skipped a couple weeks, but I just wanted to apologize for the inconsistency in uploading and everything, but I don't want to make an excuse, but I do have an excuse. As you guys know, I started a new job, so I work Monday through Friday at 7:30 to 4, so I have the weekends to kind of relax and do my own thing. But I've been focusing all of my free time and a lot of my energy on studying for my boards. So if you guys are new here, I guess I can just do like a little rundown. But last month, I think this day exactly last month, I graduated from college and I graduated with an associate's in applied science degree in radiologic technology. So that means I am going to be an x-ray technologist. So in order to practice in the United States, you have to pass this board's exam called the American Registry of Radiologic Technologists, ARRT. So you have to pass that exam, and in North Dakota, you can work with a temporary license for 6 months. That is what I have right now while I wait to take my boards, but with COVID and everything, it took the ARRT 2 months to get back to me, so I finally was able to schedule my boards exam. And since the podcast following is a little bit smaller, I will share where I'm going to be taking my exam. I'll be taking it in South Dakota, so I'll have to drive a little bit to take my exam, but the first available dates in North Dakota weren't until the end of September, so obviously that's a really long time to be waiting to take an exam. So I don't want to lose any of my knowledge that I learned from school, because it was a 21-month straight program. So that program ended in May, and I don't want to lose any of that knowledge that I learned, because with x-ray, like, you focus a lot on the positioning with patients and patient interactions and stuff, but it's also really heavily related with physics and radiographic physics. So I don't want to learn, or I don't know why I keep saying that. I don't want to lose any of that knowledge. So I'm trying to really, really, really focus on studying and keeping active with all of that knowledge that I learned, because I didn't just waste 21 months of my life to fail my boards. So you have 3 times to take it, and if you fail 3 times, then you have to redo your program all over again. So I'm just hoping that I can study hard enough and take it the first time and pass it the first time. So that's my goal. So I'm sorry that there wasn't an episode last week, but that was what I was doing with my work evenings, I guess. After work, I was studying for boards as well as YouTube. A lot of you guys know that YouTube is my main, my main platform, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that's my excuse. Sorry, I apologize, but we'll move on from that. So for this week's episode, I thought I would just ask you guys some questions and kind of catch up with you guys. I feel like we might have a few new listeners, so if you are new and you're just now listening to this podcast for the very first time, my name is Julia Christine. I have a YouTube channel, and now this podcast that I started maybe like a month and a half ago, and I'm really enjoying it, but sometimes it's kind of hard to think of podcast topic ideas, so I'm kind of always like having a running list of topics to talk about, but honestly, some days I'm just like, I don't even know how to elaborate on this. So today we're just doing a Q&A. You guys asked some questions that I've already answered on other things, on other platforms, but we'll just talk about it again on here. If you guys haven't already, go follow the Unsocial Butterfly Podcast Instagram. It is at Unsocial Butterfly Podcast. It's also linked below in the show notes. So if you'd like to go give that a follow, that's how you can kind of stay active with me and kind of be involved with the podcast episodes if I ever ask for topic ideas or questions or whatever it may be. So happy Monday. We are going to be starting out with a mindful moment this week. I really didn't do much researching on any quotes. Big shocker there. If you're not new here, I haven't been doing a mindful moment for the last few weeks just because nothing is really like stuck with me. But today we're just going to make it simple, and I'm going to say, make today a good day. So I hope that you guys have a good Monday or a good day whenever you're watching this, or watching, whenever you're listening to this. I'm so used to being on YouTube. But anyway, we'll move on to my happy moment, which if you guys are new, means my high moment, my high of the week, whatever. So on my YouTube channel, I announced that we are kind of doing like a little fundraiser for a Black Lives Matter charity or just an organization in general. So I'm kind of leaving that up to you guys and letting me know which one you would prefer the best. So I'm going to kind of ask a poll once we reach the end of this mark where I'm going to be donating all of the money. But I know there's quite a few different ones that I have kind of on my radar. But for the meantime, I haven't really set a charity quite yet. But so far, I've been doing all of my merch sales from May and June. So you guys have until the end of June if you'd like to purchase merchandise. If you guys aren't familiar with kind of how all of this works, I do have a Teespring account, which is kind of affiliated with YouTube. So you can shop all of my merchandise in the bottom of my videos. But I do have podcast-related merchandise, which is just the cover art. It's just a little butterfly. So if you would ever be interested in purchasing like a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, sticker, whatever it is, those are available on my Teespring account, which of course is linked in the show notes below this episode. But I am donating all of the merchandise profit from the months of May and June to a charity or a fundraiser of our choice, I guess. And I'm also donating the revenue from the ads on one of my YouTube vlogs. So finally getting to my high moments of the week, we were able to raise almost $300 so far in revenue just from that video and then merch alone. So if you are wanting to help or just be involved with this, you can go watch the videos and try not to skip the ads if you want to on that vlog. I'll link it in the show notes as well. But if you do want to purchase merchandise, absolutely no pressure at all. I'm not forcing you to do anything, of course, but if you'd like to, it is linked in every show notes, but I would definitely really appreciate it. And I think it would be fun to all kind of represent something and I don't know, just have a way that we can all kind of be connected and have the same thing. I have the t-shirt, the tan t-shirt. It's so cozy. And then I have the sweatshirt and a sticker. So I'm obsessed. If you guys don't know, I did draw my podcast logo. So my cover art, the little butterfly, I did draw it. It was so fun to draw. And then on my Instagram, I try to doodle all of my pictures that I post on there. So I try not to do anything that I find on Pinterest. I'll obviously get inspiration and get creative ideas from Pinterest and Google in general, but I try to freehand them myself and do my best to do that. So I've just had fun with the podcast so far, and I'm hoping to bring more to it this summer with having guests on and stuff. But with COVID, it's been hard. Obviously, I can't go out and be with friends and stuff. But my one friend, Hallie, she does listen to the podcast. So hi, Hallie. She said that she would definitely be willing to be on an episode one day, as well as Brittany, of course. She, I think, would love to be on one. So in the future, I just have so many fun ideas to do with my friends. But for the meantime, you get me. I'm really sorry. But anyway, so that was my high moments of the week, that we were able to raise almost $300 so far. So if you'd like to support that little charity fundraiser, you have until the end of June, and I will link everything down below. And I just said the word June really weird, so just be aware if you do purchase on Teespring that the orders are taking a little bit of an extra time to process, and that's just due to COVID. I think there's a whole paragraph that Teespring did write out, but I've purchased t-shirts from my friend's Teespring accounts. Like, my friend Lucy is selling these super cute t-shirts for her YouTube channel, and I purchased one probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I just finally got the notification that it shipped. So it's definitely taking a little bit longer, but they're trying to outsource where their things are printed. So actually, one of my t-shirts that I had bought from my own site, that had come from like Switzerland, I think. So they're definitely trying to keep up with the orders, but obviously with COVID, there's definitely been less staffing as well as less delivery people. So just keep that in mind if you are purchasing from me or from anyone for that matter. But yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on. That was a long tangent there. I don't have a low moment this week. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world, and I just want to stay educated and on top of all of that. And I am currently reading a book called Why I'm Not Talking to White People About Race Anymore, or something like that. And I'm just trying to keep myself educated and not keep myself in the dark to all of that's going on. And I'd like to help you guys in any way to keep this conversation open. So if you do ever have questions about what I'm doing to keep myself educated and to keep myself to try and help out this movement, definitely message me over on Instagram. I would love to have this conversation with you. But if you guys ever have any recommendations for me, of course, feel free to message me. But yeah, I think we all just need to help each other learn and not expect someone else to learn this information for us, obviously, or teach it to us. So just being active with that is my main goal for the week and for the rest of my life, of course. And then lately, I've been wanting to kind of integrate a favorite product of mine into the episodes. So this is so random, but at work, we ordered Jimmy John's 2 times this week. And then I think I brought Jimmy John's the one day. No, I had it at home. So I had Jimmy John's a total of 3 times last week. Yikes. But my favorite at Jimmy John's this week has been the number 6 with no avocado. Add sliced pickles, and then you get a side of Kickin' Ranch. That is the number one thing to do. Get a side of Kickin' Ranch. It is freaking amazing, and you dip your sub in the ranch. It's so good. I'm just in love with it, and I could eat it for every meal. Clearly, right? But I've just been loving that. And then also something really random. I have been loving the Bud Light Lemonade. It is so good, which is so weird for me. I hate beer. So the fact that it has Bud Light in it, I just am surprised that I like it, but I really, really, really like that. And then in the past episodes, I think I was talking about the Bud Light seltzers, and I really like the strawberry one. So I don't know what's gotten into me lately. I know the seltzers don't have beer in them, but obviously they're still like a Bud Light product. But anyway, okay, that's all of the introduction stuff. So I'm gonna pull up the questions and we'll get going with that. So just for privacy reasons, in case any of these questions are, I guess, personal to whoever it is. I haven't read through them yet, but just in case they are, I'm just going to keep the username anonymous. So the first question is, do you ever see yourself moving to another state later in life? And that's actually a really good question because I have been contemplating this for the last 2 years that I've been in the program. And especially with the last few years, I've been able to travel to a few more states. And of course, I haven't even seen half of what's to offer in the world. But I would really like to travel a little bit more and find a state that I truly, truly love. And that state for me at the moment right now that I could definitely see myself living in is Colorado. And I know a lot of people that are originally from Colorado, or there's a select few, I shouldn't narrow it down to everyone because that's not true at all. But I have seen in people's comment sections where they're moving to Colorado and people are literally like attacking them and being like, you shouldn't move here, get out of here, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my goodness, people, like you could move there if you want to move there. But I would definitely be able to see myself living in Colorado. There's just so much to do and it's so beautiful there, of course. And then of course my best friend Hallie lives there, so I would love to be closer to her. But yeah, I would definitely see myself living in Colorado. Next question, favorite color. I really like any like pastel colors. I've really been loving like lilac related colors, kind of like that purple scheme, I guess. I got a tie-dyed Target athletic wear. I don't remember the brand. It's a different brand, but they sell it at Target, and it's just like the prettiest lilac tie-dye, and I'm just obsessed with it. But it's a crew neck and super, super comfy, so anything pastel. And then, of course, I really like the colors black and white because neutrals. Anything you're afraid of? Oof, I've talked about this in episodes before. I'm afraid of spiders. I'm afraid of tornadoes. I'm afraid of deep water. Like, I'm terrified of jumping into like a big body of water, like a lake or anything. I can walk like in through the shore or the beach, but heck no, I'm not jumping off a boat. You won't catch me ever doing that unless someone were to push me. And then I'm also deathly afraid of heights. Like, I can't even walk up our attic ladder to go into the attic. I can't even do that. My legs freeze up and I can't move. So those are all of my fears, and just called myself out for that. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned these in a podcast episode before, but yikes. Ever visited Europe? I'm from Prague, Czech Republic. If you go, you should visit here too. I have never been to Europe, but I would absolutely love to one day. Hopefully that time can come sooner than later, but I have never visited Europe, but I would really, really love to. When I was in French class in high school, I always wanted to go on the French trip. They did it every other year, I think, and I never ended up going, but I still regret it to this day. I think I was just afraid of having to stay with the host family, and that is so stupid. Like, what is wrong with me? That would have been such an amazing opportunity. And then when I went to NDSU, I was taking a or I was going to be taking a class that also had to do with taking a study abroad trip to Italy. So I was going to do that with Hallie, and then I ended up getting into my program at my community college. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to ever take that class, and I wasn't able to go to Italy. But hopefully in the future, I will be able to visit a bunch of countries in Europe. I would absolutely love to just see the beauty in all of it and really immerse myself into the different cultures. I think it's really important to view different cultures in the world. So definitely would love to visit any countries in Europe. Someone said, are you happy right now? Yes, I am happy. Thank you for asking. people are asking about my breakup, and I'm not going to talk about that. I think that's kind of a rude question, but we'll move on. What are your favorite ways to study? Love your channel. I like to study basically on my computer. I'm not much of a written person. My hand gets so sore when I write, but lately I've been trying to write just because I feel like it definitely helps a person remember a little bit more, but definitely have been writing a lot more, especially with boards. But I have been doing the dual screen on my Mac, and then I'll have my mock review questions on one side, and then I'll have a document on the other. So any that I'm stuck on or that I don't know the answer to, I'll write that down just so I know to really study that information. So I also really like Quizlet. I think that's a really good way to study. And I only like Quizlet on my actual computer. I don't like the app because I don't think it's easy to type out the answers when you use that learning function. So those are some of my favorite ways to study. Could you do an episode talking about what makes you stay motivated? Yes, I can do that in the future. I will write that one down. Sorority experience / opinions, etc. So I can do a kind of a whole episode on my college experience and rushing, I guess. I rushed as a sophomore, and I did it with my friend Hallie. So we ended up both being Kappa Deltas, which was so fun just to bond with her more through that. But I didn't immerse myself enough into it as I guess I should have. I definitely was really shy at that time, and of course I still am, but I think I've definitely made myself grow up and get out of my shell a little bit more, and I regret my experience in Kappa Delta, and I wish that I would have put more of myself into it, but you live and you learn, and I have no regrets about it. I think it was definitely a big life learning experience, and I actually really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed being able to volunteer with everyone and stuff. So I think sororities are great, and I went to a really small university, so there was only 3 sororities at the time. Now there are 4 at NDSU, but yeah, I liked it. Next question, college experience. I will be doing actually an entire podcast episode about that because I had a very, very different college experience transferring and going from a university to a community college, which usually it's the opposite way for people, but that's just how it worked for me, and I am so happy with what I did and how I did it. So I don't regret anything, but I will be doing a whole podcast episode about that. So I'm sorry to make you wait. Current favorites. I kind of just did a video of that on YouTube, so if you'd like to go give that a watch, definitely go do so. But I talked about that pretty much on there, but I've been really loving the Loving Tan 2-Hour Express self-tanner because I haven't been able to get outside in the sunshine to get a tan, but I did get really sunburned yesterday, so I kind of regret that. But next question, someone said they're from my hometown. That's so cool. And they're moving to Ohio for x-ray school. Any advice on how to handle it? Well, I didn't move out of state for my x-ray program, and I was actually able to have clinical in my hometown, so I was very thankful for that. But I think it would be a lot different being in x-ray school in, I guess you probably wouldn't be in a dorm once you're in clinical, but of course you'll be living probably off campus and stuff. But just maintain your mental health because it can definitely be very trying once you're actually in your clinical program. I'm not sure how your program's laid out, but I actually have a bunch of videos on my YouTube channel, and I just did a Q&A yesterday, updated about my program. So if you have any other additional questions, after you watch those videos, I would like Instagram message me or something. But yeah, it's kind of hard to just give advice kind of blindly, like when I don't have any context about your program and stuff. So just message me if you have any questions. Next question, do you ever feel more mature than your age group and question if you're a downer because of it? My mom always says that she feels like I'm the older of her two kids. I've always felt like I've been a little bit more mature for my age, and a lot of people are so immature and it just drives me nuts. So yes, I think I'm definitely a downer. Like when I go out down to the bars and I see people who are just shit-faced, I'm like, why am I here? Like I will have one or two drinks and I'm just like ready for bed. Like I am a grandma. I like my plants. I like my coffee. I like to wake up at 7 in the morning and just do all the old lady things. But no, I'm just kidding. But yes, I definitely do feel like I'm not my own age. How is your 2020 goal of living with more intent going? Would you be friends with a subscriber? Actually, yes, I am friends with a subscriber. Her name is Becca and she lives in my college town, but she actually reached out to me and she's like, I recognize your school and I think that you go here. I have questions, and we met up at Starbucks and stuff, and her and I have grabbed pizza and stuff before. But yeah, she's super sweet. So yes, I am actually friends with a subscriber. But I think my 2020 goal of living with more intent has been going as well as it could be, I guess, given the circumstances. Like I've tried to use my voice on my platform to speak more about the things that are important to me. And if you've watched my recent videos, you would probably know what I'm talking about. But I've definitely felt like I've tried my best to better myself in 2020, and I definitely still have a long way to go in a lot of aspects. But anyway, have you considered being a travel x-ray tech? And no, I really haven't. I really didn't even know that was a thing until a few months ago. I just don't really know much about it. So I don't think I haven't considered either way. Like I haven't ruled it out and I haven't fully considered it. I think it would be interesting. However, I think it would kind of be stressful just to finally get used to a place and then all of a sudden you're probably done. I watch a travel nurse. Her name is Bianca and I think her life looks so cool, but I just don't see myself living like that. Like I don't think I could go to a state and live there for 3 to 5 months and then move to another state, do the same. I'm just a very habit-based person. Like I really like my routines. So I don't know. I definitely have to put more consideration into that. What does your day-to-day look like as a tech? Well, this is going to vary from where you're at. When I worked at the hospital, it was a little bit chaotic the last few months. When I would get to work, we'd have maybe like an hour where it was a little bit slower, where we'd have just like a few exams here and there, and then the next hour could be crazy and you could have 5 ER exams and they're paging for portables up on the floor, or they may add on an OR case on the weekends. And from this, the last things I've been saying, like I'm talking about my weekend experience, I didn't really work much on the day shift. Like I did work like the 7:30 to 4 shift occasionally, but I more so worked on the weekends. But yeah, my day was always a little crazy and no day was the same. But as a clinic tech, the days have definitely been a lot slower. It's a lot more chill, which is nice, and I feel like I can breathe again. But I really, really enjoy what I do, and I definitely would see myself working at a hospital again one day, but just I was really burnt out and I just needed to do it for my own mental health. And yeah, anyway, what was your least favorite part about x-ray school? She put a dollar sign in there, and I think that must have been like a typo. Yeah. Anyway, my least favorite part about x-ray school was the commute time, because we had to go to clinical sites that were an hour away from us. A couple different sites were an hour away, so you'd have 2 hours of drive time per day. Plus, I went back to my hometown a lot, so the one clinical site was an hour away from my college town, and then another additional hour from my hometown. So on the evenings that I would go back to my hometown, it would be over a 2 hour commute. So both ways, that's 4 hours a day plus an 8.5 hour clinical day. It just got to be a lot, and I was definitely mentally drained by the end of my first year. So yeah, that was definitely my least favorite part, but I really enjoyed being in the program as a whole. And I'm just now realizing that her dollar sign was actually supposed to be a slash. So she's asking my favorite and least favorite part about school. So my favorite part was just being able to have the hands-on training and be able to experience everything that I did. Just seeing traumas, going into the OR, going into fluoroscopy, just everything that I was able to experience in all of the different six clinical sites that we went to. So yeah, I really, really liked the program. Would you ever plan a trip with your followers? I don't know. I haven't really put any thought into that, but I think that would be kind of cool. But yeah, I haven't really thought about that much, but I don't know. Maybe one day. Favorite social media platform? I really like YouTube, of course, and Instagram is my second favorite, but I really, really like YouTube, and I just think there's room for everyone on there, and no one feels left out. Have you ever been on a brand trip? No, I only have 32,000 subscribers, so I've definitely not been on a brand trip. And I'm reading the rest of them, and they all kind of seem repetitive and the same kind of questions, just reworded. But okay, I think that's all the questions that I'm going to answer for this episode. I definitely just wanted this to be like a really lighthearted episode, just to kind of get back into the swing of things. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday or just week in general if you guys are listening to this later in the week. If you guys have any podcast topic requests, of course, send me a message over on either of my Instagrams. And that is going to be everything for this episode. Thank you so much again for taking the time to listen to this episode, and I hope you enjoyed. I will talk to you guys next week, hopefully. Hold me accountable. I will talk to you guys next week in a new episode.